$11,275 Ramez Gaddis and Rashma Nurla, east of Route 1 Coastal Highway at the east end of Sugar Hill Road cul-de-sac, 815 feet northeast of Seadale Drive, being lot 29 within Seadale Estates Development. Tax map ID is 134, map 9, parcel 379. A variance from the side yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record? Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. You are?
I am John Bruce Mears, Bruce Mears, designer-builder. I am the builder of this project.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
May I approach the bench and give you some paperwork that would be helpful?
Sure can. You'll take it down to the secretary, please.
That's the case here.
And I do have the full set of plans here if you wish, but it's a very large set. We started working on this project last April. My customer wished to buy this oceanfront lot, and when you get the paperwork in your hand, you'll see it's a very awkwardly shaped lot. And as we all know, I guess roughly 12 years ago, Denerec moved their 404 line westward. So what we're facing here is if we tear the existing house down, we would have to build the new house behind the new Denerec line, which you can see noted on the plan or on the survey, which makes the lot virtually not buildable and not worth the cost of oceanfront property. My customer hired a very famous modern architectural architect, Bob Gurney from DC. He did all the research necessary, developed the plans. We went through all the hoops, and we thought we had all the bases covered. And luckily, when we submitted the project to Seadale for the community approval, they questioned whether or not we needed a variance because of this small corner violation on the southwest corner. And I designed most of the houses we built. I always thought you were grandfathered. I called planning and zoning, and Shane said, no, that changed recently. You will need to get a variance. And he told me this house, and this might not be accurate date-wise, that it was built in the mid-70s and wasn't CO'd until sometime in the 80s, and the violation was never picked up. So to make a long story short, if you look at page one, we've circled the corner in question. The corner is 1.3 feet into the setback. Page two is just sort of a blow-up so you can just see how small the impact of the corner is. Then on page three, this is the west elevation, and I just drew a red line through where the setback impacts the west elevation. And on page four, I drew a red line through the south where it impacts it. It's just a small little piece of pie. It's sticking into the setback. So if we would look back at page number one, you can see that this corner is not near anybody's property. Lot 28, which is westward of the property in question, the house is a major distance away from this corner. If we were to clip this corner off, it would not improve the ocean view of Lot 28's view from their house, because the east wall still remains. It just becomes 45 instead of a square corner. This house is modern architecture, and my client would prefer to keep the hard corner and request a variance to keep the small impingement. And we're grateful that we found out before we built it instead of coming in and asking for forgiveness later.
I appreciate that.
We do have, my client does have a letter from the neighbors on the south side, which is lot 14, and that's the closest house to the corner in question, and it's a letter of approval. Ramez, would you like to add anything?
No.
I do have the full set of plans if you'd like to see them.
don't think so. Does anyone want to see that full set of plans?
No.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you then, Mr. Rickardson.
You said that, I have in front of me 1979 for an addition and also the, actually for the dwellings, certificate of compliances were issued?
I don't follow the question, Mr. Rickard. We're leaving.
Certificate of compliances were issued in 1979. For additions and dwellings, is that correct?
Yeah, that's what, I think that's what Shane told me, and it was way after the building permit was pulled, and he said that the setback violation was not noted when the certificate of compliance.
So all this time, you thought you were in compliance?
No, we, Ramez recently purchased this property.
I got you.
Yeah.
All right, and this is when you discovered that.
Yeah, we would not have discovered this as a violation because we all thought it was grandfathered.
79.
Yeah.
You thought it was all.
Yeah. So luckily, the development questioned it in their plan review of the project we're about to build, and that brings us before you tonight.
Okay. You're just trying to bring it into compliance.
Yes.
Okay. That's all, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
No question.
Mr. Mills?
Yes. Can you address the standards for granting a variance for us?
Can I address what, sir?
The standards for granting a variance.
The standards for granting a variance?
Yes. Did you fill out the application?
Yes, I did.
Do you remember the piece of paper that you signed that said that you understood that there were five standards and you had convinced the board that you met those standards?
Yes, I do.
Can you address those, please?
I didn't bring them with me.
No, it was given to him.
Which item did I not address? We have hardship. Based on if we tear the house down, mm-hmm. we have to move the house back behind the Denerec line. We have hardship. If we tear the house down, we have an unbuildable area.
Well, the five standards are uniqueness that can't otherwise be developed, that it's not created by the applicant, that it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to afford relief.
Yes, it will not alter the character of the neighborhood.
How is it not created by the applicant?
How is it not created by the applicant?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the question.
Okay. The unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulty cannot have been created by the applicant.
It's an existing condition.
You're building a new place?
Yes.
It's existing?
We have to leave the structure as per Denerec's rules or tear it down and the lot becomes unbuildable. The house would have to be built westward of the Denerec line, and you can see the Denerec line leaves virtually nothing.
I have another question.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Outlot B, is that a paper street?
Pardon me?
And on the survey, it says Outlot B between your applicant's house and the...
That is a dune crossing. That is the public dune crossing to the beach.
Yeah, I have a couple. I'm looking at the survey that was submitted with the application. Do you have that in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And I'm asking a question because the copy that I have is not real clear.
Okay.
The existing dwelling that is there.
Yes.
And it currently exists past the Denerec line because it was there before they put the Denerec line there.
It was built according to the old Denerec line. Denerec moved the line back.
Okay. And what you are proposing to do is tear that house down and build a new one, or are you proposing to basically renovate what is existing there?
We're renovating what's existing there and adding onto it westward of the current Denerec line.
Okay.
If we do not leave the existing structure there, we have to tear it completely down, and then we're forced to build behind the Denerec line, which makes this lot virtually unbuildable.
Now, the area that is this 1.3 feet that we're looking for, that you're requesting for this variance, is that where the existing house is now?
Yes, sir.
So the existing structural member under it. So the existing house is 8.7 feet from the property line?
Yes, sir. Just that one little corner.
And what you're proposing is not to go any further than what is there?
Yes, sir. Stay right where it is.
Okay. That's all. I want to get my head around that, so thank you.
Like I say, it assumes a bad word, but as long as I've been designing and building houses, I thought it was grandfathered, and Shane told me within the last couple of years that had been changed. So, like I say, luckily we found out on the front end instead of the rear end, because the surveyor didn't note it as an issue. So we'd greatly appreciate a variance if possible.
All right. Hearing no further questions from members of the board, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
There's a letter from...
Yes, I have a letter.
She has that letter there, sir. That's the same one you have there? Okay, she has that for that.
Who's that from?
That is from Martin J. Weinstein, trustee of the Martin J. Weinstein Revocable Trust. They say that the renovation plans that they propose to build the new structure on the exact footprint of the existing structure with respect to that southwest corner. We understand that they are applying for a variance, and we have right to express our support for their project and to state that they have no objection to the variance that's required for that, to keep that there.
Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe with the issuance from the county of two certificate of compliances, one for the addition and one for the dwelling back in 1979, which generated 1.3 tenths of a foot variance. Is that correct?
It created the reason for a variance.
Right.
It created
okay.
the violation, yes.
That's, okay. So I believe there is a uniqueness to the property. Also, you can see how the property's presented to us on this survey. And the variance has enabled reasonable use of the property. And then I don't believe the hardship is created by the applicant. We've got a certificate of compliance. I believe the applicant believed they were in compliance all this time. And the variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood. And the request of the variance has been that we're for relief. And I believe this is the least possible modification of the regulation in use.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,275. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,275 is approved.
Gentlemen, on behalf of my client and the architect and myself, we greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.